CNN tries their absolute best to bash the manosphere, but it ends up backfiring miserably. Let's get straight into this.
CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan got in the cage with former UFC star turned podcaster Jake Shields to explore the manosphere and why exactly it's so popular.
They speak liberal, they have liberal friends, and then they go online, and they are a white supremacist.
What?
This is Vera Papasova. She spent the last year dating far-right men in New York City for a story for Cosmopolitan magazine.
So we're listening to a woman who's a straight runner.
She's a runner, she's a track star.
By our own definition, a runner.
They're the most insecure men I've ever sat down with. Stupid. It was really difficult to have some of these dates because they were so insecure, because they don't really know who they are and they don't know how to figure that out.
She said the men she dated got all their news and information from the so-called manosphere.
They did not listen to anything else. They're only listening to independent media, and they're only listening to men talking to men.
The manosphere is made up of macho...
What's so wrong with that, bro? What's so wrong with men listening to men?
Podcasters and influencers.
There's no such thing as an independent female.
Most women have zero concept of like money.
Females don't have independent thought.
It's a space where UFC fighters are among those who reign supreme.
They love the UFC guys. They love the MMA guys because those guys do what they can't. They're modern gladiators. They're badass.
Yeah, they are. Being a UFC fighter is pretty awesome. I mean, I wouldn't do it personally, but like, if you're willing to get in front of a cage and go toe-to-toe with another man that weighs the exact same weight as you and fight until somebody gets KO'd or your lights get knocked out, I mean, if that's not manly and masculine and kind of badass, I don't know what is.
Badass like Jake Shields, a former UFC star turned podcaster.
Sorry. Now I'm starting to
feel... What do you guys want to look like? You want to look like this guy who looks like a hobbit or look like a UFC fighter? I don't know. I'll let you guys pick.
Nervous. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course.
Who I met at an MMA gym in Las Vegas.
Like all great MMA pros.
With his inhaler. This is your typical soy boy right here. Chubby, overweight, can't dress well. Like, come on, bro.
I've never hit anyone in my life.
I'm not punching back. Hit me.
Never hit anybody in your life?
KO.
Never been in a single fight.
This is CNN. You miss me.
You're right. That is CNN. You're right.
Full-time pro, like in terms
of... Oh, yeah, you know, of course I miss it. To go from professional athlete, which is the highest of highs, to retirement.
And I guess the podcast
has helped. You could fall into depression if you just go from the most amazing career where you're famous and spotlights to all of a sudden you're a nobody.
Sure.
Like other
Just let me ask you guys right here. Which guy do you want to save you? Let's say you're in a burning building. You want a guy like Jake Shields, the UFC fighter, or this Donnie guy who works for CNN? Don't worry, I'll wait. I bet most people would pick the guy who's like a fighter, who has some grit, who has some muscle mass, and who isn't chubby.
Big back, big back.
I'm just saying, like, y'all are really trying to make it seem like they're so insecure, but do insecure men get in front of a cage and fight a man toe-to-toe? No, come on now.
Podcasters in the manosphere, Jake regularly hosts controversial guests.
And I named the podcast Fighting Back. I feel like we have to fight back what we're told we're allowed to do. I just don't like to be told you're not allowed to talk to this person. Like, why can't I talk to him? I'm not saying I agree with his ideology, but I should hear what he has to say.
Now, I completely agree with this. What is wrong with having someone on that has a different ideology? Going back and forth with a contrasting idea. Isn't that the point of like life, is to embrace differences and hear other people out? I'm not saying everybody's right. You're entitled to your own opinion. What's wrong with this?
He's hosted the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Today I have a very, very special guest, Dr. David Duke. I know you're controversial, but I had no idea how controversial.
And Thomas Russo, the leader of the white supremacist group, Patriot Front.
Let's go where we disagree a little bit.
Yes, sure.
Let's hit race, because you're a white-only group.
So the organization only allows people of American ethnicity, and all Americans, I believe, come from Europe, so they're white.
Bro, I don't know enough about history to even be able to talk about. I just know I did 23andMe, and I'm British and Irish.
Of the American spirit, fight on!
You know, I understand and talk to these guys, but I've also not brought anyone hateful. If I do, I'm going to be really, really on top of them.
But so you saying that you haven't brought someone hateful on race? People say, well, you brought on...
Yeah.
The Grand Wizard of the KKK,
yeah.
You brought on Patriot Front.
Yeah.
They're hateful.
No, I think those are excellent questions, but if people go and watch the actual interviews, I think they would be like, oh, this guy's not near as hateful as I expect it.
But Vera says,
you see, this soy boy's just focused on what who he brought, not what he actually talked about. It's like, did you actually watch the podcast? It's like people calling me like a misogynist, and I'm like, oh, you don't watch my content. You don't watch my content. If you think I'm a misogynist, you do not watch my content.
As hate isn't what the men she dated were really looking for.
One of these guys brought me to a political meeting.
Notice she said one. One of these guys.
Stupid.
So this is all of this now is an anecdotal story about one dude. Let's hear it though. Let's make a generalization off of the one guy she dated.
And did they talk about politics?
Barely. They talked about, it was a bunch of men complaining about girlfriends and wives, regurgitating Andrew Tate type of
right.
advice about how to train your girlfriend, how to train your wife to be submissive. And so this group was supposed to be a political group, but they're talking about relationship problems.
Why do you think they're talking about training women to be submissive? Because a lot of modern women aren't submissive anymore.
Shots fired!
Men are taking control and saying, hey, if I want a submissive woman, it seems like I got to train them now. What is wrong with that? With this woman that looks like Schmeagol.
And
we got Schmeagol and the Hobbit here.
The fact that that's what most of the time was spent on. You don't need to be a neo-Nazi. You need therapy.
A neo-Nazi? What? Just don't get how we're good. Like, why are we going to these crazy extreme terms here? This is wild.
The appeal of Jake's podcast speaks to a need among young men in this country that Vera says can't be ignored.
You have to incentivize someone to want to be better. You can't just say, let's make men better. Mm. The thing about these guys is their biggest support system is online, but that also is very isolating, and isolation is what breeds hatred.
So, guys, none of us have real life friends. I have no friends in real life. You have no friends. We are just at home on a computer constantly.
Groups like Patriot Front offer community, but community based on racism.
What do these groups have anything to do with the manosphere, though?
And hate.
People have to really think about, do you have the capacity to talk to people that you don't agree with? Because
yes.
That one nice conversation you might have might change someone's day enough to not have to seek out help in an online support group, which is actually a bunch of white supremacists using political beliefs as an excuse for how they feel.
My God, just the openness to be able to bash men. Imagine a man gets on there and talks to a... This is wild to me.
Sullivan is here with us now. Donnie, I'm so glad you've done this special. There's so much intrigue around this issue of the manosphere. And in fact, Trump is going to the UFC tonight. How big of a role does the sport play in the manosphere?
Hey, Isabel. Yeah, and look, we should point out...
This dude has no clue.
At the start here, there's tons of guys who are fans, and some women as well, who are fans of the UFC. I have many friends who are fans of the UFC. It certainly does not mean, you know, that if you are a fan of the UFC, you are falling sort of down this rabbit hole of hate and white supremacy and everything else. But what we are seeing is that...
They're saying the manosphere is a race thing. Bro, we've got men of all races here. What are we talking about? Chat, let me know right now, what's your race? We've got men of all different flavors here. What are they talking about, bro?
There is this sort of there is this crossover. The UFC is playing a greater and bigger role, really, in American life. Joe Rogan, who's the world's biggest podcaster, is a UFC commentator. Dana White, who is the founder of the UFC, is a prominent Trump supporter and was recently appointed to the board of Meta by Mark Zuckerberg himself, another big MMA and UFC fan.
Here's my thing. Why do you think Joe Rogan's become so popular? It's because a lot of men agree with what he's talking about. I don't agree with everything Joe Rogan talks about, but a lot of men want to reclaim masculinity. Like, boys right now are so demonized right now to be masculine, to be boys. Like, sometimes being aggressive is okay, but now boys, they're just trying to castrate all the boys right now, and especially in Western society, it's brutal. And this is what this channel is about, like reclaiming masculinity, being a man. It's okay to be a guy, dude. Like, what happened to those days? What happened to the good old days when a man could just be a man? Everybody's scared now, afraid now to be a man. There's nothing wrong with being a man.
actually fighting tonight in Miami. Trump is going to the event. We're not sure if he'll be there for the earlier fights, but fighting tonight in Miami at the UFC event is a fighter by the name of Bryce Mitchell, who recently set up a podcast of his own. And on his debut episode a few months ago, he said that Hitler was a quote-unquote good guy or a great guy.
Yeah, that dude's an idiot.
Stupid.
Dana White, the head of the UFC, was quick to condemn that, but you know, you can just kind of see there where folks who might be coming into this sport for one reason are a fan of fighting, and then they're getting exposed to views like Bryce Mitchell's.
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with contrasting ideas? I think it's mainly because navigating the dating scene can be absolutely brutal, but so can dealing with the aftermath of an accident. Have you ever been involved in a personal injury case? Over the years as an image consultant, I've worked with many clients recovering from workplace accidents, car accidents, and more. And I was actually shocked to learn how often people lose their personal injury cases. That's why I want to talk about Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. They specialize in a wide variety of personal injury cases, and they've won thousands of big cases. And if you end up working with them, they're going to fight for the money that you deserve. Just recently, Morgan & Morgan solidified verdicts in Florida of $12 million and $26 million in Philly. That's up to 40 times the highest insurance offer. And I'm telling you, your case could be worth millions. If you've been injured in an accident, don't wait. You can go visit www.forthepeople.com/Levi, found in the description below, to start your free claim today.
Y'all know what time it is. Loki. Can we get some freeze in the chat, poor flavor? Loki. Free. Went on another walk this morning. And did some more sprints. Boy, he was not having it. He's like, "Dad, you need to chill out with these sprints, bro. You're running a little too much, brother man. I'm running a little too much." This is so wild to me. They're trying to demonize the manosphere so bad. There's a clip that I found on Twitter that I want to show you guys of like how much different times were in 1960s versus today. And we have fallen so far, bro. We have fallen so far. It's just completely different. So while he munches on that, can we get some chomp chomps in the chat? Goodness gracious, I'm not seeing enough chomp chomps. Can we get some chomp chomps? But just watch this clip, dude.
Do you like the new style of long skirts better than the old short skirts?
Well, I certainly do. I think they're much more graceful and more feminine. Yeah.
I look at my other one now.
What do you think?
Disgusting.
Why?
Any girl with any decency would never walk in the street with them on.
But they might wear one of the...
Disgusting.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's really disgusting. I wouldn't wear one. Try and catch any more Brampton.
Well, I think it's just a gimmick, and I don't think any girl in their right mind would wear it.
Not to say that's what I would be like, man, I really wish we'd get back to that. I think there's a good balance between being too conservative and having too much modesty and being able to dress elegantly, especially in modern times now. But like they consider a short mini skirt disgusting. It's wild.
I don't think any decent girl would wear one.
Who was the head of the house? Who's the head of your house?
That.
Who do you think is the boss of your house?
Daddy. You say?
I said, who is the boss? Who is the boss?
My husband.
I slept with my ex-boyfriend's dad while we were still together.
What?
She's a runner, she's a track star.
Why did you do that?
Wearing a weed leaf outfit.
Because I don't know. I definitely...
Because I was a hoe, I don't know.
We had a five... And it was right after I got done with my white boyfriend, and it was all black guys.
This is ridiculous, man. Ridiculous.
I let everyone not leave.
Where's your dad? Where's your mom?
My mom was in the room right next to me, right?
Okay.
And there was five dudes at my house, okay?
Okay.
All of them trained.
Jesus Christ.
Choo-choo.
Five.
Yeah, my mom didn't even care. Yeah. Five dudes.
My mom didn't even care. Yoinks, Scoob. How things have changed. Let's get into the Discord and see what you guys got. That right there, man, truly sad.
You know the saying that if you give a woman a house, she'll create a home? Like anything you give a woman, she multiplies. This is kind of the same concept, but for men.
I only listened to half of this before duetting, hence my reaction, okay?
If you respect a man, he'll give you love. If you give a man compliments and you meet emotional needs, he will turn around and do the same thing. He's not doing this to one-up you. He's literally reciprocating the same energy that you're giving him. If you have never created a safe space to let him open up and feel his emotions and be raw and vulnerable, he will not be. Then when you get mad at him for not opening up, he's going to be like, well, why would I do that? Because all you're going to do is use it against me. But when you meet him where he's at, you meet him with love and admiration and respect, and you don't change your view of him because he has emotions, he will continue to be more vulnerable and emotional. You want a space to be yourself? He needs a space to be himself. The same.
I mean, big facts, dude, big facts.
Safety you want, you give to him.
No, I love it. I love this girl. She's great. She's great. That's why I always say men want respect and women want love. If a man can get respect from a woman, he'll fight wars for her. He'll do whatever it takes. But a lot of women won't even give a man respect. Basic respect, human decency. Like, they won't even give that at all. It's truly sad. Like, it really does suck because men are expected to do pretty much everything right by the book. We're expected to be the pinnacle of everything, be the nicest and be chivalrous and all this. But women can't even give a man respect. So it's like, come on, bro. What is this clip?
This is the thing I hear from all women nowadays. Where are all the masculine men?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, the second you meet them, you run and hide.
Because they don't want to sacrifice a part within themselves so that would require them to show up.
Men are not willing to give up their commitment for
something. Modern women don't want to submit. This is what I don't get, dude. These women want a man that's stronger than them, smarter than them, more intelligent than them, makes more money than them, is more successful than them, more educated than them, dresses better than them, is better than them in every regard, but then they don't want to submit. Bro, you're talking about somebody who is completely superior to you, which means you're inferior to them. When is it ever okay that a person that's better than you has to submit to you and say, hey, let me let you lead?
Stupid.
What? Right, better than you at everything. You want a man taller, stronger, more competent, intelligent, confident, more money, more successful, but then you want him to be like to submit to you? Bro, come on. Like, ladies, come on.
Somebody that is still committed to other things. And women need to really understand that, is that it's not easy to be with a real man. Most women say they want a high value alpha male. They don't. They've been trained to want men that lie to their face, and that needs to be challenged.
No, facts, 100%. Women want comfortable lies and men don't mind harsh truths. It's just how it is. The guy got extremely lucky with this match. What is this one about?
All right, let's head on back.
Everybody popped a balloon because he was bald-headed, so Patience swooped down and shot her shot. Watch till the end.
So, we do still have an unpopped balloon. Let's start off with your name and age.
I think I've seen this clip. She, like, at the very end, she's like, are you okay with girls shooting their shot?
Is it a yes for you for him?
Yes.
Is it?
Sorry. Do you need it for whoever my future person is?
Okay. I have no complaints.
Okay. I do have one more question.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry. Do you think that women should shoot their shot if they're interested in someone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so if you're free later today, would you like to go on a date with me?
Yeah, I'm trying to go after the show.
Oh, say less. Okay.
I love it, dude. I'm telling you, ladies, if you started approaching men like this, looking sexy, looking elegant, smelling good, having your hair nice, and you go up and respectfully shoot your shot to a man, more than likely a guy would hear you out. Chat, put a one in the chat if you agree. If a lady approached you who was dressed elegantly, she looked feminine, and she was exuding a level of class and elegance, and she shot your shot to you respectfully, said, hey, I saw you from across the room, thought you were dressed really well, thought you looked really handsome, just curious to see if you'd be willing to go out for drinks later on, maybe this weekend. Bro, most guys would be like, yes! Hallelujah! The heavens have split open for me. Yes, most men would bite on that like a shark in bloody water. He just like, but a lot of you ladies think you're too good for it. You think you're too good for it, or you're shooting for men out of your league. A lot of ladies do this, and I always say that if he's good enough for you, he's good enough for a few. Shibin and I should have bought a Honda. Should have bought a freaking T-shirt. What I tell ladies is, the guys that are approaching you, you attract what you are. Give them some attention. You never know, dude. And then ask your friends that are actually real with you. Hey, man, rate me 1 to 10 and just keep it a bean with me. Keep it a thou wow. What do you rate me 1 out of 10? And if they're like, dude, you're a heavy 5, then you know you need to go out there and get somebody that's average. But if your friends are like, dude, you're a 9, get it from like 5 or 6 different people. And if they all say you're a 9, bro, you're a 9. Same thing with you ladies. But the problem is with ladies is y'all feed each other comfortable lies. And y'all change your environment to fit your mindset. So if these girls over here say you're a 5, you're going to go find the girls that are 9s that say you're a 9. It's crazy. But that's why the dating market's so bad, is women have an inflated sense of self, an inflated sense of ego, an inflated sense of superficiality. Therefore, they think they qualify for a man that's actually way out of their league. It's absolutely brutal. You know what I'm talking about, Loki? Huh? Huh? He's so ridiculous. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to go to levinix.com where you can get merch and ebooks. You can get the 2 ebooks here, The 4 Pillars of Personality and The 4 Steps of Style that make you irresistible to women and respected by men. I will see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.